Time to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby. Jonathan Weeks, how are we, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody.
That's the way. Central North Rugby Union due to kick off very shortly.
Yeah, certainly this Saturday, while the Scone Brumbies will have the weekend off, the major game will be the game that a lot of people think will be the replay and the rematch of the grand final that will be held in August. And that'll be the Walcott Rams taking on Tamworth Pirates. Also, we have the Cronulla Lions are on the road to take on the Sandos Narrabri Blue Boars. The Rens Gun and our Red Devils are at home to the Inverell Highlanders. And the Barrabar Rams take on the crew there from the Magoogoolay Moray Wee Wallabies. You can find out more from cnau.com.au. There are men's and women's, and the men's start at about 3 o'clock. Women's are about 2.30 and about 1 o'clock as well. And we'll see if this under-21s competition gets up and running. But, of course, excited to see things move forward. Of course, our competition when it comes to the Newcastle Hunter experience, that's going to get stuck into it next week, with the big game there being Maitland taking on Singleton down in Maitland. And, of course, the Anzac Day game has Singleton and Earthbending Bulls taking on Nelson Bay, and that'll be at God's Acre. But you can find out more through the websites hunterrugby.com.au and also, of course, cnau.com.au.
So what's happening with Newcastle?
Yeah, of course, we've got the first round of the Shoot Shield. All the games will be on stand, so if you've got that streaming service, you can pick your game out at 3 o'clock or watch it whenever you want to throughout next week. So, big reload of games. Of course, Sydney University will kick things off with our Newcastle Hunter Wildfires. Also, we've got a big launch that's going to be on Friday as well at the next club. You can find out more through hunterrugby.com.au for tickets at about $130 to $150 bucks a pop. So, plenty of luminaries there, Alan Jones and also Jeremy Paul. So, looking forward to seeing how Scott Coleman and his crew get into it when it comes to the Wildfires this year in men's and women's.
It's look, if you're ever going to be taking on Sydney Uni in the first round of the Shoot Shield, that's the time to be doing it. So good luck to the Hunter Wildfires. In Super Rugby, the Waratahs, they got a bit of a bounce after losing Rob Penny. They nearly stole it from the Brumbies.
Oh, I think in the third England part, the plus 400 ACT Brumbies were just a little too good, especially in the first half, but you can't knock experience. Jake Gordon coming back into the team is enormous, but that's what the game, you know, that's what the team needs. We talked about the board last week. Board's got to find their wallet to help Paul Dawn to get him some experience through the door, especially in the tight five. So blokes like Sam Carter, Sakavi Kepu, Paddy Ryan, and also, of course, Rory Arnold are all on the market at the moment. They're all finishing off the European Cup experience this weekend on Channel 515. So that's interesting to see with the quarters. And also Major League Rugby, as well as Japanese rugby are well and truly into it. So very interesting times there with those competitions that are taking players away from our particular scene. But, of course, Friday night we have the West Force up against the Melbourne Rebels. That'll be from 7 o'clock on Stan. And then the game on Channel 62 on Saturday night from about 7.30 is going to have the plus 500 ACT Brumbies taking on the St George Bank Queensland Reds. And hopefully we'll get 104,000 heads through the gate there at Lang Park. So very interesting to see. That looks like it's going to be a preview of the final, I think, of not only Harvey Norman Super Rugby AU, but also, I think, the Trans-Tasman competition as well, seeing as the Crusaders went down on the weekend to the Otago Highlanders.
Last but not least, what's happening in New Zealand?
Yeah, really interesting, Bear. They've got a private mob who've come in wanting to buy 15% of the game in New Zealand. In return, there's going to be $465 million that will be given to New Zealand Rugby. Now, they're picking through the bones of all that at the moment. They may have made a decision, they may not, but it's well worth having the warning moving forward that it may happen to us, may it be individual states or the whole game. But certainly this private firm will want in return $1 billion in some sort of return. They want the All Black brand. They want a piece of the action when it comes to selling merchandise and all that sort of stuff. More games in America, all that sort of thing as Major League Rugby continues to grow. So it's really interesting to see, Bear, how that's going to work itself out. Certainly been opinionated there with the likes of David Kirk and also Ian Fitzpatrick, as well as Mark Robinson, who runs New Zealand Rugby. But a lot of the players want to see the money go to the grassroots of the game. But they're also sick of seeing, you know, Bo Barrett on $1.5 million a year playing in the top league in Japan as well. So it's always an interesting thing there where they're starting to feel that the bottomless pit of talent is not there. So they don't have a bottomless set of money, but it's a big commitment to sell 15% of the game, and you've got to go out there and generate money as well. So it's really interesting times to see how that particular thing works itself out moving forward. We'll have a little bit more about that next week.
It'll be interesting to see if the New Zealand Rugby Union have done a deal with the devil. We'll find out more in the fullness of time. As always, Jonathan Weeks will join us down the track to talk some more rugby. Thanks, Weeksy.
Thanks very much, Bear.